This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1605. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 23rd, the Accent Station news about Afghanistan, Brazil, China, Croatia, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Guyana, India, Indonesia, Italy, Kazakhstan, Korea South, Myanmar, Nigeria, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Somalia, Tunisia, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Has anyone heard Radio Afghanistan lately on 7200? The one-hour broadcast at 1530 to 1630 in English and Urdu. We do have a report dated February 5th from Hans Isnell in northern Norway, shortwave bulletin. He heard it during the English half hour at 1544, playing disco from the 80s and talking about historical and cultural relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan, a good signal for him. However, Brock Whaley, who for some reason has moved from Hawaii to Kandahar, Afghanistan, checked it out for us on February 16th. He says, I don't think I'm in their skip zone, but this was not heard at all over a full darkness path 285 miles away. I've heard 40-meter hams that distance at night in the States. The Kabul 400-kilowatt medium-wave outlets on 1107 and 1296 were booming in as usual. We have conflicting reports about the modulation quality of the following station from northern Brazil, Rádio Difusora Roraima, and the frequency varies slightly above 4877. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reported to Cumbre DX on February 14th at midnight 10 UT, 4877.35 with music. But then on February 15th, on 4877.83 at 1020 UT, there was some transmitter hum, but the audio was still clear. Then on 4878 variable, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, the following evening reported, 0345 until sign-off at 040425, the transmitter has been deteriorating over the past several weeks with a wobbly, unstable carrier, but tonight just a very bad and distorted mess. Basically, just a blob of noise. Not able to make out any program content, except for the national anthem at sign-off. However, the following morning, Ralph Perry in Illinois had it on 4877.02, February 17th, booming in at 0850. A man said bom dia with an echo at 0859, but no ID, then into a two-man show in Portuguese, probably news. And he says, seems they have at long last finished fixing their transmitter problems. Modulation quite okay this morning. But then the following evening, Brian Alexander reports again, 4878 variable, still here as a very distorted blob of noise with Portuguese talk from 0335 to sign off for the national anthem at 0402.25. Well, it looks like you have better modulation in the morning than in the evening. Maybe that's significant. Posting to Brazil's Rádio Escutas group, Fabiano Henrique in Niterói says he's glad to be able to hear again Rádio Aparecida on 9630. He says the signal has improved in the last few days. He enjoys listening to it even though he's not Catholic. They're also on 5035. That had been the only frequency he could hear. 6135 is still very bad, and he can't hear it probably off the air from 11855. But now their fourth frequency is being heard, 9630. He does, however, object to Rádio Aparecida carrying some partisan political programs, which a religious station should not do. Jorge Freitas forwards a posting by Danildo da Silva on No Mundo do Deixismo about a couple of other Brazilians that are currently inactive on 25 meters, the ones on 11735 and 11750. Georgie also says the one on 11735 has been sporadically heard. I have recently heard the one on 11765, as well as 11815 and 11925. The much greater signal of Radio Nacional de Amazonia on 11780 has been rather unreliable as well, unusually, even during Carnival week. I wondered if they were perhaps exhausted from the celebration and just didn't get the transmitter turned on. They usually sign on sometime between 0630 and 0700, or I should say cut the transmitter on the air with programming in progress. However, Brazil goes off daylight shifting time Sunday, February 26th, which means the nominal sign-on time of this and other stations in the DST regions will be one UT hour later. So we should not expect to hear 11780 in the mornings until sometime between 0730 and 0800, except on UT Sundays when they had been running 24 hours all night, except they weren't this past week. By the way, I didn't get the times when I'm hearing the other 25-meter Brazilians, and it's usually when I'm monitoring between 06 and 07 UT, but always depends on whether the maximum usable frequency is cooperating in the night middle. The Ivo Ivanov's DX Remix News from Bulgaria. We have the latest schedule of Voice of Croatia as relayed via Vertical Germany on 7375 to the Western Hemisphere. It's on the air between 23 and 06 UT, but they're running two transmitters at once. It used to be three transmitters at once during two or three of those hours, so they seem to have reconfigured, which may mean a little less possibility of echo. The current setup is from 23 to 04 UT to South America, and from 04 to 06 to Western North America, while the other 100-kilowatt transmitter is at midnight to 02 to Central America and 02 to 04 to Eastern North America. It's all in Croatian with lots of enjoyable music, except for 15 minutes of English and Spanish at certain hours. WDRTH shows English at 23:15 and 0300 and Spanish at 23:30 and 0345. On February 22nd, Oscar de Cespedes in Florida reports hearing announcements on Radio Martin that they're on an FM frequency, 94.7 Monday through Friday from 7 to 9:30 p.m. local time or midnight to 02:30 UT Tuesday through Saturday. We don't know of any ground-based station in Florida Keys or South Florida on 94.7. Jeff White suggests that's probably the frequency they're using from the airplane, which apparently is still in use, Aeromarti, although that's one of the things that's proposed to be eliminated in next year's budget. By the way, the FCC shows there is now an application to allocate 94.7 as a frequency available for Key West. I could quote several comments this week, complaints about the horrible audio quality on Radio Cairo, not only in English and Arabic, but Spanish and probably other languages. However, that's nothing new. It's been going on as long as most of us can remember. Here's just one from Brian Crow, K3VR in Pennsylvania. 6270 is off frequency and severely distorted. S9 Plus at 0326 UT, February 21st. Measured on 6269.730. Wendell Craighead in Kansas reports to Cumbre DX, I've received an email from the Voice of Eritrea saying they have a new website up. It's mahta.net. This is one of the many clandestines, according to the World Radio TV Handbook, page 503. It's transmitted from Ethiopia, and the website is partly in English. As I previewed last week, there was a special once-a-year transmission for 1 hour from Radio Imran, or as they spell it in English, Amrum, an island off the German coast. It did occur as scheduled, Tuesday the 21st of February from 16 to 17 UT on 15215 via Vertical Germany. And like last year, it was a very good signal as it's aimed over here primarily for expatriates in New York, as they say. This year, the transmission was mostly in Frisian or Low German, but with bits of English here and there during the first half hour at least, and I think I heard a bit of High German about half past the hour. It was also heard by many others. You can see all the reports in the new DX Listening Digest, number 12-08, via worldofradio.org. Reception not so good in Europe, too close to the skip zone, and further east there was interference during the first half hour from KSDA in Guam, already scheduled on that frequency in English to South Asia. By the way, Wolfgang Büschel in High Germany says, I could not understand anything of the Low German. Some of us, including yours truly, have a problem with utility interference on this one, so I'm always pleased and somewhat astonished to see how well some others are picking it up. I'm talking about the Voice of Guyana on 3290. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports to Coombe DX, February 15th, strong at 0900, heard until 1000 with good morning to you from Guyana, February 15th, but less strong in the evening at 0100. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania on February 17th was listening at 0600 to 610 when they were relaying BBC World Service News in English, a fair signal, stronger than usual. He measured it on 10 hertz below 3290, as did Ralph Perry in Illinois. When he heard it a bit later on February 17th, very nice signal, 0750 past 0835. Not rare DX, but highly enjoyable tuning, especially when they are barreling in, such as on this date. At first they were relaying BBC until 0800, then they gave a time check for 4 hours in Guyana, and an ID mentioning medium wave 560 and FM stereo 102.5, and played their very nice choral national anthem to formally start their local broadcast day. It sounded almost hymn-like. He retuned at 0835, and the signal had improved even more with a delightful Hindi musical program in progress. By the way, when I don't mention some other source, I'm usually quoting material contributed directly to DX Listening Digest, as in this case. Astute listeners continue to catch All India Radio punching in the wrong frequencies all too frequently. For example, Joe Jacob reports that Mumbai was on 4848 instead of 4840 at 1420 UT, February 20th. Ron Howard in California also heard them off frequency, as well as the 5010 transmitter at Delhi, heard on 5013, February 21st at 1400. Furthermore, they may have hit another wrong button, causing them to broadcast in normal AM instead of DRM on 15050, February 16th. At 1323, when I was able to enjoy the nice music they played during the two-hour broadcast in Sinhala at 13 to 15. Normally it's only DRM noise, and so it was back to DRM the following day. And Joe's Jacob has a DX India exclusive. According to reliable sources, from the A12 period, meaning the end of March, 6 50-kilowatt transmitters from the Kingsway site near New Delhi will be shut down. News carried from these, used as standby for relay by AIR stations, will be available on satellite only, and the external services broadcast by these transmitters will be transferred to other stations. These transmitters were having a lot of problems in modulation, distortion, frequency drift, and spurious signals. Here's another hot tip from Alan Davies of Jakarta, February 22nd. Radio Republic Indonesia, Palu, has not been reported on shortwave for a while, but I heard them a little above 3967 kHz from TuneIn around 2340 UT, February 19th, with Current Affairs Talk and PSAs mentioning RRI Palu, Program 1, and Canal Inspirasi, meaning, I guess, Inspiration Channel, until sign-off just before midnight UT. I was listening about 500 kilometers west of Palu across the Strait of Makassar, and the signal was strong with good audio, but a carrier instability problem. I researched this and found that the last report we had of it was indeed quite a while ago, September 18th, 2009, from Barry Hartley in Australia. Nominal frequency 3960. It was last listed in the World Radio TV Handbook 2010, and even then it was inactive on 3961. That was in the local morning. Maybe it's not been reported much if it's not on the air in the local evening, when it can be heard further to the east. Atsunori Ishida in Japan had not yet caught this one for his RRI monitoring website. However, he did have another 75-meter station reactivated, first reported to us by David Sharp in New South Wales, RRI Kendari, 10 hertz above 3995. He was listening at 1244 UT on February 14th, nearly overmodulating on peaks with local vocals. According to Ishida, this was back on the air as of February 13th. It had been off the air for 11 months, and it was heard signing on at 2050 and signing off around 1600. You're listening to World of Radio number 1605. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Look especially for the archive of DX Listening Digests. Our thanks for financial support from Jack Smith in North Carolina, Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, and another one marked Confidential to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Since it's not on their program schedule or anywhere on their website that I can find, I've been trying to figure out what the additional transmission from IRRS, Sundays only at 15 to 1530 UT, is on 15190. It certainly is not Brother Stair, as heard before that hour, 7 days a week, and after that hour on Saturdays only. On February 19th, I listened carefully, and with a bit of help from Jari Savolainen, we've determined that it is Radio Santec, S-A-N-T-E-C, which is a religious organization in Germany, which has been on shortwave for many years off and on, but I think they may have just come back, also known as Cosmic Wave or Universal Life. I'm not sure if it's exactly Christian, as they talked about reincarnation and Eastern religions and quoted Hermann Hesse. Yet more significant shortwave news, thanks to Partasarathi Goswami in Darjeeling, who says Victor Gunatelica informs that from reliable information, the Almata or Almaty shortwave site in Kazakhstan is to close down on the 1st of March. If you still want to verify that country, you had better hurry up. Of course, they don't broadcast any transmissions of their own. It's just a relay site. Besides links to views of the antenna fields, and actually there have been several different sites in the area over the years, Wolfgang Büschel provides the latest schedule in the new DX Listening Digest. The primary client for relays via Kazakhstan is Family Radio. However, I'm afraid many of the transmissions listed are not already on the air. They may be standing by for new clients. One time I have heard it is around 1344 UT on 7560, when they were relaying Family Radio in Burmese. That's scheduled between 12 and 14 UT. Yet another new schedule for MND Radio, Ministry of National Defense, from South to North Korea as of February 9th, provided by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan. It's the third version so far. They have three pairs of two broadcasts each of them on a pair of frequencies. And the durations are different for each pair. It's getting rather complicated, but he seems to have it all figured out. Version 1 is a male voice for 40 minutes, at 04 and 12 UT on 6135 and 6230. Version 2 has a female voice for 35 minutes at 05 and 10 UT on 6435 and 6550. And version 3 has a male voice, but they have different opening and closing music, which he also details in his report. It's for 50 minutes at 06 and 11 UT on 6300 and new 5410. The recently new Myanmar signal, intruding in the 40-meter ham band on 7110, continues to be intriguing. I hear it weekly around 1330. Ron Howard in California says on February 18th, they had a distance learning service for at least 1130 to 1200 UT, including a song or jingle between lectures and a sentence in English now and then. But which station is this exactly? It had been previously reported as Rakhine Broadcasting Station, R-A-K-H-I-N-E, as I mentioned, which is the westernmost state of Myanmar. According to Babu Gupta in nearby India, who apparently understands Burmese and heard that announcement. However, he now reports, thanks to Alokesh Gupta for forwarding the info, that 7110 was identifying as Tazin Broadcasting Station, T-H-A-Z-I-N, and they announced the following schedule. 10:30 to 14:30 UT on 7110, 2330 to 0130 on 6030, and 0430 to 630 on 9400. In my atlases, I found a small town called Tazi, without the N, T-H-A-Z-I, just west of Tongyi in central Burma. Could that be where it's coming from? Alokesh Gupta clarifies, according to Babul Gupta, the 2330 broadcast has been announced as Rakhine, while the 10:30 to 14:30 on the same frequency, 7110, is announced as Tazin. This might very well be coming from the same transmitter in neither of those places, but instead from Rangoon or the new capital. But we just don't know yet. DX Mix News shows the Hamada Radio International transmission into Nigeria at 1930 UT on 11865 via Germany has been canceled, but Jeff White confirms they are still broadcasting at the other time, 0530 to 06 on 7350 due south from Germany, Monday through Friday in Hausa. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports Radio Vision Peru, just below 4790, is occasionally active. Heard at 0258 UT February 5th. With a religious program, difficult to get an ID, but the program name is La Voz de Salvación. Then it was off the air until back again on February 17th. Still a weak signal, and the frequency was drifting downwards. At first, it was on 4789.865 and then on 0.84. Ralph Perry in Illinois was hearing Radio Tawantin Suyo, Cusco, another Peruvian, on 6173.89, February 22nd, from TuneIn at 10:08 and holding up past 10:52. It was weak to fair only, and he had to notch out interference. The WRTH National Update says a new 600-kilowatt transmitter in Jian, China, has started operation on 1170, with CNR1 programming. It happens to be the same frequency as Voice of America, Poro Point, Philippines, 1170, which they are hoping to close down at least by the beginning of the next fiscal year. However, as I believe I mentioned, visiting Singapore, Brian Clark tried to hear it and could not, so we were wondering if it was already off. Bruce Portzer in Washington checked out some monitoring files, some sound bites, and says it is still on the air, as heard in Hanoi. Wolfgang Buschel checked out some more and found, although it's on the air, reception was not very good in its target area. So that's why they want to close it down, says Bill Whitaker of IBB. WRTH Monitor also reports that the 6150 transmitter at Yakutsk, Russia, is off the air. Wolfgang Bischel adds, so is 7200, but they have one left, 7230, which, as a matter of fact, I happen to hear around 0648 UT, parallel to other Radio Russia sites on 6075 and 7320. Speaking of 6075, Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, Ron Howard in California says as of February 22nd, they've moved to 6010, heard from 1121 to 1200, presumably still on the air until 1300, which makes us wonder if that Russian Army CW marker will move with it. Will we hear 2 MTL or 8 GAL on 6009, perhaps, at 1300? The X-Mix News reports a new Somali broadcast at 17 to 1745 via Moldova or Pridnestrovia on 12130. But what is it exactly? A bit of detective work followed. I found the schedule matched something in the WRTH under Somali clandestines called Awdal Radio, A-W-D-A-L, named for the westernmost tip of Somaliland. But that's not what it's called now. Mauno Ritola monitored some of the webcasts and found its radio SSC, as in Sierra, Sierra Charlie. We're not sure what that stands for in Somali. Oh, apparently it's scheduled only on Saturdays. Ivo Ivanov would also like us to check out another new Somali broadcast scheduled to start March 1st via South Africa at 17:30 to 18 on 11610. Is it Ibra Radio in Somali, or is it a new station called Radio Hirad, H-I-R-A-D? On February 20th, between 16 and 17 UT, I was hearing a station in Arabic on 17735, colliding with Japan via France. But what could it be? Noel Green and Mauno Ritola have the answer. It's Tunisia. They moved unexpectedly from 9725, perhaps to avoid Chinese jamming. As its goodbye to Bush House, BBC World Service celebrates its 80th anniversary, February 29th, with a special day of live programming. WRMI has granted World of Radio an additional airtime on 9955 UT Mondays at 0600. A special medium wave DX test is scheduled early Sunday, February 26th, from KRPI 1550 in Ferndale, Washington, 0900 to 0930 UT, with voice announcements, CWIDs, distinctive music, and audio tones. More details in DX Listening Digest, as well as two more tests the following Monday morning from Pennsylvania. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 21st. A and K indices peaking at 10 and 3 February 24th, 15 and 4 on March 18th, but in between mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping to 100 February 28th to March 4th and rising to 115 by March 14th. And that's World of Radio number 1605. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you back next week.